Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our street.
Yes, the home squatter with me this Thursday afternoon to help advise you about those small little interior changes that make a huge, a big impact in your home. Emma Delaney, senior interior designer with April and the Bear, and Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist, and also you can find on Workers College and social media, both with me in studio. Good afternoon.
Hello.
So this is beyond now curtains and cushions, Jenny, that we're talking about.
The little, tiny little details that, I mean, it makes such a difference. It makes all the difference in the world, you'd be surprised. I think like people focus obviously on the big things, and it can be a disappointing feeling when your room is done. You've picked your couch, you've picked your curtains, you've picked your rug, and then you walk in and then you look and you're like, why does this not feel done? But we've got the answer.
Yeah, it's also too, Emma, for me, it's more, you kind of get a bit sick of the whole, you know, if you want to revamp but you don't want to spend the money.
Absolutely. That's the great thing about it, is that you're not spending too much money by having a small little makeover as opposed to an extensive renovation. So it's great in terms of having, say, cushions, textiles, you know, even feature walls with colours, you know, feature colours, wall panelling, things like that, just to kind of bring up a room slightly.
Okay.
But they're all inexpensive details which go a long, long way, you know.
They'll make a difference.
Oh, such a difference.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number if you've questions for Jenny and Emma today. Listener wants to paint all of their downstairs and hall stairs landing in pigeon and cream. I presume that's a colour. It's been grey for years. Should I paint my fire? Well, we'll come back to the, what about the pigeon and cream? What is, I presume that's just a beige, isn't
it? I presume they mean pigeon by Fire and Ball, which is a really popular Fire and Ball colour. It's kind of a greeny, bluey, grey colour.
Yeah.
It's a lovely colour. My hesitation would be that in the Irish climate, anything with a blue or a grey or a cold undertone can come across very cold.
Yeah.
So if you're doing it in maybe like a south or a west facing room that gets loads of like goldeny, yellowy light, great. For the rest of the house, I don't know, I would go for something with a warmer undertone.
Yeah, and I think as well, that's where your smaller details, if you're using pigeon, your smaller details like your art, you know, using art even as a reference point for your colour scheme is ideal. Like pigeon, you're wanting to make sure that that colour is brought through your artwork, or even bringing brass detailing through your plug sockets, things like that. That will work really well with pigeon by Fire and Ball.
They want to know too, should they paint their fireplace, it's a wooden fireplace, in green?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is the same project.
Must be separate. It was obviously separate, because the pigeon and cream is for the downstairs and the hall.
I would. I love that.
But should what colour green? Is the next question.
Well, I presume the same one, the same pigeon.
Apologies.
Question,
okay.
All in one. Yeah, like a colour drench almost.
Yeah.
That'd be stunning. So nice.
Tessa's wondering, what warm shade would you guys recommend for a south facing bedroom?
Ooh, Schoolhouse White by Fire and Ball is lovely. It's a very dreamy off-white, but it's very warm. And what you can even do is, thinking about textiles, for curtains, say, you could use your curtain fabric in the exact same shade as your Schoolhouse White. So it's all one envelope of like a warmy glow. It's really, really nice. It's
Any
lovely.
Recommendations?
I agree. I love that colour. It's so beautiful. And the same, like we've spoken, we're gone off the rails on paint colours, but we really feel very strongly in painting everything. Like that listener asked about the fireplace. Paint the ceiling, paint your architrave, paint the back of your door, paint your skirting boards, paint everything. Because what you want to do is reduce contrast and make it very enveloping, very warm, very cosy. Another colour I love that's really, really nice for a room like that is Trig by Farrelly & Co, an Irish paint company. It's
lovely,
beautiful colour.
Yeah.
And what kind of colour is that?
That's lovely for a south facing room as well. A really warm, rich, pigmented white.
I would have thought you'd put a darker colour in a south facing room. Doesn't that the room gets all the light?
Well, it does get lots of light, but it just depends on the colours that you're using with it, you know. And also as well, another colour, I'm bringing in another colour to the picture here. Nether Red is amazing by Little Green. Stunning colour, and especially for a master bedroom, if you want it to be really cosy, it's so deep and it's so lush. I think especially for a colour drench format, it's the ideal shade. Okay. So well.
087 1400 106 if you've questions for the Home Squad. Listener is thinking of getting a chandelier. Is it worth it? How do I clean it? And how difficult is that?
I think it probably depends on context, right? If you have this lovely landing and there's a huge ceiling height, then I would definitely say go for a chandelier. Also, in relation to the structure, the property, is it a Georgian home? Like, there's lots of questions around.
Do chandeliers only work in those kind of houses?
Not only, but it also depends on the chandelier type too, mm-hmm. right? But I think definitely in a, like an old Georgian home, chandeliers are just so beautiful and they bounce light around as well just because of the material. Like, I don't know, Jenny, what do you think in terms of...
If your heart is wanting a chandelier, I would go and get the chandelier. The
only time, they're a bit old school, aren't they?
Well, I've seen some fabulous ones. I'm going to give a shout out here to my friends, Jess and Johnny. They've just done up a lovely house in Sandymount and they have this gigantic pink chandelier in the front room and I think about it daily. Like, it just looks stunning. So what I think about chandeliers, if your heart wants one, I think go and get one. Is it going to take a bit of dusting? Yeah, get a big long duster with a, you know, a bendy arm and deal with it. It's going to have to happen every now and then. But I think what I don't like is when I see one and it's too small. I think if you're going to get one, it's, you're getting one for impact. It doesn't need to fade away. So just think about the proportion and think, can you push it? Can you push the boundary a bit?
Yeah.
Can you go even potentially bigger? Because if you're going to get it, go for it. Go hard or go home, I say, with chandeliers.
Do you need the high ceiling?
I mean, the high ceilings are just an additional lovely feature. But if you don't have a high ceiling, then you just need to be mindful of what is the height of the pendant or what is the height of the chandelier, making sure it's not kind of being too invasive with like walking around the room, like essentially. But I think as well, even with like, you know, your sizing as well, a lot of the time it's always to go bigger. Like, there are so many times where we're in projects, but the lights are too small for the space. Mm. So it needs to be large, like oversized for pendants or for lampshades especially. Think larger as opposed to smaller because, you know, 99% of the time, that's always the issue.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listener Jenny has a very small sitting room that's in darkness for most of the day. They're like myself. Should I go for a bright colour to open it up or what would you recommend?
So there's two options. One is, if it's dark and you don't like that, of course, you can go for bright colour. There's nothing wrong with dark. There's nothing wrong with cosy. If that's what you want, if you want that kind of cave-like feeling, you can lean into that. That's absolutely fine. So I wouldn't say the blanket advice is to go bright, but it sounds like you don't like it and you maybe want to change that. So I would go bright. Mirrors are your friend. I just, I can't emphasise this enough. If you could even do one whole wall in a mirror, some kind of
whole wall.
I just really love that look. I remember I was staying in an Airbnb.
But hang on, go back. You don't just mean like the sheets of glass.
I do. Yeah, I mean a sheet of glass. Yeah, and a smoked mirror. I think it looks incredible.
Smoked mirrors are lovely as well. Like, incredible. It's kind of like a tainted kind of mirage or something. It's lovely. It's really nice.
So I think
spend the whole day admiring yourself.
You'd fade away more than you think. But anyway, I love that look. But if that's a bit too brave for you, a giant mirror kind of adjacent to the wall where the light is coming in. Make sure the light that is coming in isn't getting blocked. So make sure that you don't have, you know, drawn curtains. And if you do find that you have your curtains drawn all the time because you need privacy, think about putting a frosted film on that window, or, you know, something else that isn't blocking the light from coming in. So keep those open. Nice reflective light white paint, like one of the ones you mentioned earlier, would be nice.
Right, I'll have to consider that. Mary's wondering about Egyptian cotton for bedroom walls and hallways.
Ooh.
Would you put cotton in walls?
I mean, there's been a lot of fabric concepts. Like, when we went to France for a design exhibition, there was lots of tapestries and fabrics on the wall. And oh my gosh, it was lovely. It was so beautiful. And I think there's a lot more designers now who are doing it. And it's definitely a certain look. But even if you're talking about like the sense of the room, what style is the room? Like, what kind of vibe does she want to create in it? It all goes down to that. I wonder what kind of mood.
Yeah, I thought maybe I misread her message, but no, she's asked, what do you think about Egyptian cotton for bedroom walls and hallways?
I think probably for the hallway, I probably wouldn't go to any type of Egyptian cotton for the walls and the hallway. But for a bedroom, you've
like a headboard.
But well, no, it's just probably lining the walls with fabric, I'd say, right? But I'd say as well, with her main bedroom, you have a bit more creative license to go for something a bit more different in your bedrooms. But because for your hallway, you're kind of, you know, there's a lot more coming and going. Okay. Like, I don't think I would...
Listeners looking for advice. They're in the middle of a self-build at the moment. We're trying to save money wherever we can. Do we need skirting boards? What's your thoughts?
You do need skirting boards.
Why?
Because you will get scuffs. Any trim. So the... your flooring where it edges and meets the wall is just never going to be perfect.
Yeah.
Even with the best installer in the world, it's going to be a little bit funny. You just need something to cover that up, and you will, things will hit off it. Your Hoover is going to hit off it. Your feet, your anything, it will just get scuffed.
It's probably not the most expensive thing to do in the
house. It's not expensive at all. So get a plain one, paint it the same colour as your wall. I have seen homes where they've brought the flooring up a little bit on the skirting.
Like a shadow gap.
It's a look. It's not for me.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's different types of skirting. I think when you're going for a more contemporary, minimalistic approach with your build, done in a lot of modern designs, which are also very, very beautiful. There's like shadow gaps, which are a thing. And if they're done right, it's very hard to pull them off. But if the building construction company can do it, it's ideal.
Try it out.
So definitely.
Emma Delaney, senior interior designer at April and the Bear, and Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist at, who you can find, Workers Cottage on Instagram. Thanks a million for joining us in the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.